I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Those trials come on every hand. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like pressing on. I feel like pressing on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. I feel like pressing on. I feel like pressing on. Though trials come on every hand, though trials come on every hand, though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on. And so, Father, we come before your presence this morning with singing. We come before your presence with praise. We come before you, God, with thankfulness in our hearts, with the determination to bless and magnify your holy and your righteous name. We thank you, O God, for allowing us to see a brand new day. I just read, O God, a proverb, Proverbs 27:1, that reminds us that we cannot boast about tomorrow because we don't know what tomorrow might bring. Tomorrow is not a guarantee. Tomorrow is not a promise. But God, every single day that you bless us to be able to see, Lord, we should rise up with thankfulness, Lord, and treat that day as our last day. The writer, oh God, of that scripture, or that article, or the write-up on that scripture, Lord, he mentioned that there's no telling what might happen tomorrow. Tomorrow might bring tragedy. Oh God, tomorrow might bring loss. Tomorrow might bring, oh God, sickness, or whatever it might be, Lord. But we need to appreciate every single day that you have made. And so since you have allowed us to see today, and since tomorrow is not promised, Lord, we've come before your presence to magnify you and to glorify you, to tell you thanks, oh God, for all that you have done, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see a brand new day, Lord, we say thank you. For waking us up this morning with the use and activity of our limbs, Lord, we declare right now that we thank you. For waking us up this morning in our right minds, with a reasonable portion of health and strength, Lord, we say thank you for giving us life, oh God, and breathing into us the breath of light yet another day, God. We just want to say thank you, God, oh God, for allowing us to rise this morning, oh God, to seek your face early while you may yet be found, Lord. We say thank you, oh God, because we understand that prayer changes things, and that when we travail before you and when we earnestly seek you, Lord, oh God, your will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I also read another scripture, God, in Acts 4:31, God, that the trouble, that the disciples were, they found themselves in trouble. And because they found themselves in trouble, Lord, they prayed. Prayer was the answer, God. When things went wrong or things came against them, God, they did not fear, but they went into prayer. And because they were prayerful, God, and because they went before you, Lord, they came out with confidence. Fearless confidence, Lord, because they know who their God is. They know who their Redeemer was. And, Lord, you reminded them, God, that you would be with them, that no matter what may go on in their lives, what storm clouds may rise, what strong winds may blow, it did not matter, God, because they were reminded that you would always be with them. God, we seek you this morning, God, because we understand that you'll always be with us. You promised that you would never leave us, nor would you ever forsake us, but you would be with us until the end of the world. And so since you're going to be with us, Lord, we can walk in confidence. Every day that you bless us to be able to see, Lord, we can walk giving you glory, God. Every day that you wake us up, oh God, and allow us to receive the brand new mercies that you have for us, God, we can give you honor, Lord. We can bless your name, oh God, and we can glorify you and magnify you, oh God, because every day with Jesus, oh God, and every day with you is better than the day before. And so we thank you, oh God, for allowing us to see this day. Oh God, a day that we went to, a day after, oh God, we struck this nation again. God, there's wickedness everywhere. But you've called your people to pray. You didn't call us to cower. You didn't cause us to be in fear. Oh God, the devil is doing the things that he's called to do. He's trying to steal, kill, and to destroy. And he's stirring up in the hearts of those that are wicked. He's stirring up in the hearts of those that have been deceived, oh God, and he's leading them astray, oh God, to cause havoc across the world. But I thank you, oh God, this morning that no matter the terrors that are flying by night, the arrows that are flying by day, Lord, we can count upon you. We can find safety in you. We can find peace in you. We can find joy in you. We can find hope in you. We can find reassurance in you. Lord, we can even find safety in you. For in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Lord, your name is so strong that the righteous can run into your name and we can find safety. Lord, we just have to be willing to call on your name, Lord, at all times. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And when we praise you, God, oh God, you come in and you inhabit our praises. You come in, oh God, and make your glory, oh God, shine upon us. You come in, oh God, and rain upon us in the name of Jesus. As you breathe about us life, you breathe into us life, oh God, and you breathe into us hope. You breathe into us strength, oh Lord, and you protect those that belong to you. So I thank you, God. I thank you, God, for being a God that we can trust in. I thank you, oh God, for being a God that we can have confidence in, that our confidence is not in us, but our confidence is in you. And so though tragedy has struck this nation, Lord, our confidence is still in you. Our confidence is not in man, because man continues to fail us. Man continues to try to get your glory. But I'm determined, Lord, that you get all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. I'm not going to fret myself because of evildoers. I'm not going to be concerned because of the wickedness of the world. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to find myself seeking your face the more, earnestly seeking you, calling upon you while you may yet be found, seeking you early in the morning in the name of Jesus so that you might get the glory out of my life. And not only that you might get the glory, but that you may protect those that are connected to me as well. Oh God, because the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. If I pray, oh God, and seek your face, God, you'll show me what to do. You'll show me where to go. You show me where not to go. Lord, you'll give me direction. And Lord, you'll give me words, oh God, to be able to encourage those that are connected to me, oh God, so that they won't be deceived, and so that they won't find themselves in tragedy, and Lord, they won't find themselves caught up in the midst of spiritual wickedness, Lord. I thank you, oh God, because I don't have to lean upon my own power. I don't have to cower down and not go outside, but Lord, I can go into the land, oh God, boldly, because you are the God of the land. You are the God of all the universe. You are the God of Alpha and Omega. You are that God that is still yet the beginning and the end. God, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. God, you have established it upon the flood. God, you are the one who God put this earth into its existence, Lord. You are the one shaped it, oh God, and formed it, oh God, and spoken it into existence, Lord, so it belongs to you. And since I belong to you, Lord, I know that there's no good thing, oh God, that you will withhold from me. So, Lord, I can trust in you. I can depend upon you. I can rely upon you. Lord, the songwriter says, I have confidence in you. I have belief, God, that you won't ever fail, that you'll never come fall short of your glory. And so I can trust in you. I can depend upon you for everything that I need and more. There's nothing, Lord, that you cannot fix. There's nothing, Lord, that you cannot solve. There's no way that you cannot make, but Lord, you can do anything but fail. So I always can rely upon you. I always can trust in you. And Lord, that's the confidence that we move forward in this day in the name of Jesus. Not in our own power, not in our own might, not in our own strength, Lord, but we lean and depend upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because you are that rock in a weary land. Lord, you are that shelter in the time of storm. God, you are that present help, oh God, when we need you, God, and that's all we have to do is call upon you. And again, I say, Lord, if we would just be willing to bless the Lord of our salvation at all times, oh God, then you'll come in and you'll abide with us. Oh God, you'll stay with us. You'll keep us. You'll protect us, oh God, and so we won't fret about the things that the world is doing. For your word declares that they'll be soon cut down. They'll soon be cut down. They'll soon be cut down. And so we pray for this nation. We pray for America. Lord, we're suffering because of the result of sin. We're suffering, God, because of the apostasy of the land, that America has turned their backs on a God that loved them, a God who made a way for them, God who opened up a door for them, God who has breathed light into them. America has turned away from our first love. And because there's a lack of God in places, because we have rejected you and because we have turned our hearts away from you, oh God, then the devil, sin, darkness reigns. God, because when the light comes, Lord, the light reveals all of God that's going on and reveals all of God, removes all of the darkness. But Lord, so many in this nation, oh God, have turned their backs on you. So many, Lord, have declared, Lord, I even have a coworker, Lord, that believes our faith is foolishness, Lord. But I thank you, oh God, that I don't go by what people say. I'm thankful, God, that today I know who my Redeemer is. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, that I know who my Keeper is, who my strong tower is, the one who blesses me, the one who keeps me, the one who sustains me, the one who protects me, the one who makes ways out of nowhere. God, I'm grateful, Lord, today that I know who my Redeemer is. And because I know who my King is, I know who my God is, Lord, I need to walk with boldness and confidence, God, trusting in you in everything that I do. And everywhere that I go, so that I might be the vessel that you called for me to be, so that I may let my light shine, that men might see my good works. Lord, God, people passing away, hell is enlarging itself day by day. We're just sitting around looking as sinners, oh God, die and go to hell, and we're not proclaiming the good news of Jesus Christ. We're not letting our light shine. We're not sharing the good news, oh God, and many, oh God, are dying and passing away. Wickedness is reigning in the land. But if my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, God, then you promised what you would do, hear from heaven, forgive our sins, and heal our land. But you also told us to go teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit, to teach them to observe all things. Lord, help us to be about our Father's business. America is in desperate need of light. America is in desperate need of hope. America is in desperate need for people to begin to pray. Pray for God's souls to be saved. Pray, God, for the wicked to be revealed, God. Pray, oh God, that the deceived, oh God, will no longer be deceived. But to pray, oh God, that the lost will be found, oh God, and they will find you. Although not that somebody else will find them, oh God, but they will find you and that they will no longer be lost. Lord, give us to pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray for the weak among us. Pray for the sick among us. Pray for the lost among us. In the name of Jesus, that you might come to more and have your way. Not just in our lives, Lord, it's not enough for us to come into the house of the Lord and to assemble ourselves together to praise and magnify you and dance before the Lord and then go outside and don't let our light shine and don't bring any joy outside with us and don't come with any words of encouragement outside and don't walk in the words that we just heard in the sanctuary outside. Lord, we have to get out of the four walls of this sanctuary, of the four walls of our churches, Lord, and go, God, and bring them in and compel them, oh God, to come in that they might be saved in the name of Jesus. Lord, we have to do our part because the enemy is doing his part every single day. We get so caught up in our afflictions. We get so caught up in our storms. But your Lord, you promised us that, it wasn't a promise, but it was an affirmation. You spoke it. You said, many of the afflictions of the righteous, Lord, you delivered them out of them all. We get so caught up and tangled up in our own stories and our own issues instead of just being willing to cast all of our cares upon you. Yes, Lord, I understand. Yes, I know, God, you know about everything that's going on with us. Yes, I understand, God, but we get caught up in our own story and our own issues instead of getting caught up in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, it happens every single day. We leave here encouraged. We leave here empowered. Then we go through a storm, and we forget about everything, God, that you have spoken into our lives. But Lord, I pray that you would stir up the word in us. I know that Paul encouraged Timothy to stir up the gift in him, but Lord, I that's the same thing. Lord, I want you to stir up the gifts that have been given to us, that have been put into us, Lord, by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, I need you to remind us today that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you have given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. And God, it's with power that we can walk, it's with love we can show, and it's with a sound mind we can go in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to remember who we are and whose we are in the name of Jesus, so that we will be reminded that no weapon formed against us that will prosper. There is no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. Help us to stand upon your word today. That's my prayer. That's my plea. Remind us of the word. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Your word is a light unto our pathways. Your word is what we need to hide in our hearts that we might not sin against thee. It's your word. And if we understand your word and what your word has proclaimed about us and what your word has declared for us and what your word has promised to us, Lord, we can be agents of change. We can walk in victory, Lord. We don't have to be fretful and we don't have to be fearful and we don't have to be concerned, but I can trust in the Lord with all my heart. I won't lean into my own understanding because, Lord, my understanding tells me to be watchful, oh, God, and to look around and to be concerned about dangers everywhere. But, Lord, if I put my trust in you, if I put my hope in you, God, then you'll lead, God, and direct me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. That means you'll direct me where I should go. You'll direct me what I should say. God, you'll lead me and guide me through the path of righteousness for your name's sake. That's your word tells me that. Your word reminds me that we'll walk through some valleys of shadows of death, but we don't have to fear. And Lord, America is walking through the valleys of the shadow of death. And Lord, those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, those that don't have a relationship with you, they only can walk in fear. But I'm thankful, God, that you have not given me that spirit of fear, but you have given me hope. You have given me confidence. You have given me strength. You have given me an assurance that even if my number is called, that it is my time, that God, that you have something greater for me, that you have a greater promise for me, that you have a greater life for me. Jesus says, I'll go to prepare a place, oh God, for us. He went to go prepare a place for us so that when it's our time, we can go abide with him. This is not our home. But Lord, while I'm here, I refuse to walk in fear. While I'm here, I refuse to let lack control me. Lord, while I'm here, I refuse, God, to allow the world to dictate how I should feel, where I should go, what I should do. Lord, I put my hope and I put my faith and I put my trust in you. David said, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not into your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. That's you, God. And you will direct our pathways. Direct us, Lord, today. In the name of Jesus, give us what to say. Give us how to pray. Teach us to pray, Lord. In the name of Jesus, tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. Lord, I wanted to sing that this morning, but Lord, I don't know all the words. But Lord, thank you, Lord, for all that you've done for me. Yes, God, it's trouble everywhere. But Lord, I'm reminded even now, God, that I don't have to be in fear, and I don't have to fret, and I don't have to be concerned. But I can continue to trust in you. I can continue to depend upon you. I can continue to rely upon you. Because you remain the same. You were that great God yesterday before the tragedy occurred in New York. But you're still that same God. You're still awesome. You're still mighty. You're still magnificent. If even when tragedy comes, Lord, you still remain the same. Lord, you said, just call on me. I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things. Lord, your word give us so many promises. And we just need to hold on to your promises today. Because your promises are still yea and amen. So, Lord, this morning I pray for America. That you will save in America. That you will bring back a revival. That you will send forth a spirit of revival across the land. Lord, your angel, God, is coming across the land and striking the land. We got earthquakes in diverse places. Hurricanes and tornadoes are hitting in places, oh God, like never before. Have mercy upon America, Lord, and send a revival in the mighty name of Jesus from church to church, from city to state, throughout the land, that we may get back to praying, that we may give our hearts and our minds and our souls back over to you, that we'll stop rendering unto you lip service, but that we would give you our lives as a living sacrifice that's holy and acceptable unto you. That's what you're looking for. That's the least that we can do. It's not the most that we can do. It's not the best that we can do, but giving you our lives as a living sacrifice that can be used for your glory and your honor, it is the least that we can do. And touch our minds, touch our hearts, touch us even now, God. Help us to get focused in on you. For prayer changes things. Because the one that we're praying for is the agent that can change anything. So we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you today. And we ask for healing for the land. I pray for those that lost their lives, those that remain, their families, Lord, that are suffering now through this tragedy. I pray that you would grant them peace, that you would grant them comfort, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for those that have been injured. Lord, when I glanced through it last night, it didn't give me the total that was injured, Lord, but you know those that have been injured, those that will be scarred from this psychological, devilish, spiritually wicked event. Lord, people will blame it on the man. People will blame it on a cult, ISIS. But, Lord, this is the enemy. We're fighting a battle of spiritual wickedness. It's not flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. And the only way we're going to win a spiritual battle is to wage spiritual warfare. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We can't do nothing with our mouths. We can't do nothing with these bodies. We can't do nothing with bad intentions, Lord. But you've given us weapons, oh God, and instruments that are not carnal. God, you've given us the power of prayer. God, you've given us the power of believing in you. God, you've given us the power of praise, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those are the things that changes things. Those are the things. So instead of lamenting, instead of spouting fear and spouting hatred, instead of allowing foolishness to get the best of them, Lady Yoke told us on Sunday that foolishness even is a sin before you. Foolish thoughts, not even foolish actions, but foolish thoughts. God is an abomination, it's sin before you, and will take us to hell. Or instead of allowing those things to rise up in us, oh God, stir up in us the gifts of your power to be able to speak those things that are not as though they were, to be able to declare your word in trials and tribulations, to be able to declare your word in times of despair and times of hopelessness, to be able to decry or declare your word, to be able to stand upon your promises and trust in you with all of our heart. I pray for those, oh God, that will be scarred by that event. I bind psychological issues. Lord, some will suffer from PTSD, like they were in an act of war, but standing on American soil. I pray for healing for the mind, not just the bodies. Healing in the mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would cast out the spirit of fear amongst believers so that we might be able to stand boldly and declare that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. That God, that this land belongs to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and that we'll put our trust in him. Because we need to be the lights, oh God, that in the cities that are set upon a hill so that the world that's in darkness can see that there is hope. But if the world, oh God, huddle in fear, if the church huddles in fear, if the church cowers and hides away, then the world won't do anything but stand upon its own thoughts, try to use its own power, try to use its own might. But God, we have victory through your spirit. We have confidence through your spirit, and we shall win because you have already given us the victory. So I pray for the city of New York. I pray for the state of New York. I pray for the families that have been affected. I pray for the White House, Lord. God, we got spiritual wickedness running rampant in the White House. But I'm thankful, God, today that you are a keeper of your people, that even when wicked leaders are reigning over your people, Lord, we still can build. We still can plant. We still can marry our children off, oh God, and allow them to produce babies and pretty much multiply. And in this sin, in this time and season of wickedness, Lord, you've told us to grow. You declared it in your word. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 tells us. They were in captivity. They were under the rule of someone that was wicked. But you told them to go marry. Go have children, go build houses, go plant crops, harvest. Pretty much you told them to go live and not die. Help us to prosper and grow in this season. And give us to pray for those that are in rule over us. Pray for the White House. Pray for the president's cabinet. Pray, God, that men of honor would rise up in the midst. God, I'm reminded even now that Daniel and the three Hebrew boys, they were in the midst of captivity. But Lord, they rose in prominence, Lord, because they were not willing to compromise. Lord, let someone stand in the midst of the president's cabinet that will not be willing to compromise. That someone that will be willing to stand upon your promises, stand upon the word of God, stand upon their training, God, that they've been raised up to believe, Lord, and tell them and get them to not to forsake the training that you have been, that they have been given. Help someone to stand up with boldness, Lord, to declare that right is right and wrong is wrong, that holiness is still right, and that wickedness is still wrong. Give us to pray for them. Pray for the Congress. Pray for the White House. Salvation that it might come. Pray for the governors. Pray for the mayors. Pray for the city councilmen and councilwomen, the county officers, the county workers, in the name of Jesus, to pray for those that have ruled over us and to submit ourselves, for they watch for our souls. You never told the children while they were in captivity to begin to fight their way out. You never told your children, Lord, when they were suffering under the hand of an evil person, Lord, to fight their way out. But what you told your people is to focus in on you. Get their hearts right. Get their minds right. Get their souls right with you, in line with you. Because the battle don't belong to us. The battle that we're in today, in the world that we live in today, in the country that we live in today, does not belong to us. We can't win the fight. We can't win the battle. We can't win the fight with flesh and blood. But we can win by putting our trust in the God of our salvation, in the one who never fails, in the one who never falls short of his glory. So I feel like pressing on. I feel like going on. Though trials come on every hand, I feel like going on because I serve a God who cannot fail. And I serve the God who has promised me that I have the victory, because he's already won victory for me. Along with praying for our nation, I pray for nations across the world, Israel, the Middle East, Africa, Antarctica, got all the continents, South America. Lord, I pray for people everywhere. I pray for missionaries, those that are in dangerous areas, but spreading the good news of Jesus Christ, so Lord, so that your word might be fulfilled, that you won't return until everyone has had an opportunity to hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for the missionaries, oh God, that are in the field, that you will bless them with the resources that they need, God, and the protection that they need, oh God, and the guidance that they need to spread your good news, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the pastors, oh God, across the world, that we will stand upon the principles of holiness, that we won't compromise, that, God, when we compromise, that you will reveal it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray against those that prey upon the helpless, that prey upon the weak, to use them, Lord, and to take advantage of them, Lord, and to misuse them and mistreat them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those people, oh, God, are giving good leaders a bad name. Lord, I pray that you would reveal their wickedness right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them not get away. Don't let them have a season of favor and peace, Lord, until you come and rebuke them and bring back their harvest of sin. But, Lord, reveal their wickedness now. People are being led astray from wicked leaders. We need you to have mercy upon us, Lord. And we need you to shine your light upon us. Shine your light on us as leaders, pastors, everywhere, that we may proclaim your good news, that we may stand upon the message and the principles of holiness, and that we may declare your word in season and out of season, whether they hear it or whether they don't want to hear it. Lady Yo stood flat-footed on Sunday and told everybody, you don't want to go to hell, and she gave us reasons of why we don't want to go to hell. We need to understand that hell is real. And we need to let the world know that hell is real. And it's enlarging itself day by day. I pray for my bishop, my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. I pray for the general board of the Church of God in Christ, all of the members. I pray for the Church of God in Christ as a whole, that we will get back to holiness, that we will get back to our old roots, to grab back a hold of the old landmarks, Lord, of tearing in, fasting and praying, holding on to you, God, putting our trust in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, not tearing where we just slobbering and doing the things to seek after the indwelling of your spirit, God, but to consecrate our lives, Lord, that you'll be free to fill us wherever we may go. Doesn't have to be at the altar, Lord, But we can be at home, oh God, waiting, travailing before you, God, finding ourselves in prayer. Help us to get back to holiness in the name of Jesus. And not just us, Lord, but there are many reformations, Lord, that believe in Jesus Christ. Help us to stand upon your word. It's your word, God, that declares that we must be holy because you are holy, and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. You've called us to be holy, peculiar people, separated from the world, carnality, not aligned with them, not joined hand in hand with them, trying to convert people, trying to bridge the gap between the church and the streets. Lord, bind that foolishness right now, Lord. We're not the bridge. You are the bridge between the church and the streets. We just need to tell the world that Jesus still saves. We just need to tell the world that you still deliver. We don't have to compromise the bridge to create a bridge that don't do anything but cause us to not be separated. Trying to do things to draw people in, but we're compromising the message of holiness. Willing to allow people to lead us in worship that are not consecrated and sanctified. Lord, we're compromising today. Lord, we're compromising allowing leaders, oh God, to be in high places that have proven to be unholy and unacceptable so that we can draw in numbers. But I bind that spirit right now of compromise. Churches everywhere. I bind the spirit of compromise. You called us to be separated, holy and acceptable. Not that we have to find ourselves disconnected from the people, from the world, but not to be willing to compromise our standards of holiness. They need to know that something is different. They need to know that there's a place they can go, that their lives can be changed. If we look like them, if we act like them, if we sound like them, how can the world know that there's a better way, a different way? Help us, God, to be different. Help us to stand in your word. Help us to stand for holiness in everything that we do. I pray for our leaders, Lord, pastors and bishops, apostles, everywhere, that we would preach your word. Because the word is what the people need today. The word is what people need for change. You prick hearts. It's not us. The Holy Spirit is what pricks hearts, provokes change. We've just been given the opportunity to sow seeds. Someone plants, someone waters. But at the end of the day, God, you get the increase. And that's our desire here at Praise Center, to be vessels, to be agents of change, that you might get the glory. Lord, I'm looking for numbers, Lord, but it's not about numbers. You remind me every single day. The numbers that are important, oh God, is the lives that we are touching and the lives that we are changing. And when we're ready for the growth that you have destined for us, because I know, God, you have great greatness for us. We're already great. And, Lord, we're only with be able to get better through your power and through your might. We're going to continue to grow stronger and grow better because you have equipped us for greatness. Help us to be about our Father's business in everything that we do, everything that we say. I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas. Strengthen him and keep him, Lord, in the name of Jesus is my prayer. I pray for Mother Thomas, Lord, and her family, Lord, who are in bereavement, God, for the loss of their brother. I pray that you comfort Mother Thomas, God, and Sister Jean. Oh, God, as they've lost their brother, I'm thankful, God, that you are an awesome God and that you are acquainted with our sorrows. There's nothing, God, that occurs that you have not experienced. You allowed your son to come and dwell in the land and live through a world, oh, God, that was in suffering. So I'm thankful that you know how it feels to be comforted. Reminded even now that when Lazarus passed away, Lord, Jesus had to be comforted by you. He wept, but God, he had confidence in you. So I speak that you would breathe confidence into them now in the name of Jesus. Breathe into them encouragement now in the mighty name of Jesus. That those family members that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they can be the light Oh, God, to let them know that you're in control of everything. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for his ministries, New Community Temple, St. Stephen's Church of God in Christ. I pray for Mother Nellie Towns, Lord, that you strengthen her and keep her, Lord, today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen her leg, Lord. I didn't see her limping the other day because of that gout in her foot. I speak healing right now over her in the name of Jesus. Praying for Sister Monique, healing in her body. Praying for babies Noel and baby Bella, that you will continue to strengthen them and continue to build them up and continue to breathe life into them. Continue to allow them to excel, God, in spite of the odds that were stacked against them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray for Deacon Outlaw, Lord, Sister Connie Coulter's father, Lord, that you would touch his body. The doctors, oh God, have given up on him, but Lord, they don't have the final answer. You have the final answer, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then I pray for baby culture, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would strengthen the baby. Oh God, that when it's time for the baby to come out, Lord, she'll come out healthy. Oh God, no issues, no complications for her or mother. We speak it right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Minister Christopher Cork and Sister Tiara Cork. Oh, God, that you would strengthen them and encourage them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, and I would pray for Miss Glenda Ray, healing for her body. Oh, God, Miss Joanne, oh, God, healing from that cancer, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray for your people everywhere. I pray for Lady Olinda McCowan, Sister Diamond Star, members of Praise Center, Eric McCowan, and Crystal McCowan and Erin McCowan. I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCowan. Grant her traveling mercies as she makes her way to Virginia today. Oh, God, that you strengthen her. Regulate her measurements, Lord, her blood pressure, her blood sugar, all the things that need to be regulated, Lord. I pray that you would regulate them now, Lord, that there would be no issues as she makes her way to Virginia. I pray for Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller. Pray for Sister Monique, Sister Coulter. God, I pray for Brother Herbert Lee. Touch his mind, touch his heart right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Brother Eric Coulter, Lord, touch his mind, touch his heart right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for this ministry. Thank you for the opportunity to serve last night. Oh, God, that we were able to be a blessing to this community. Give them an alternative, oh, God, to doing the things that the world was doing yesterday. And so we thank you for what you allowed us to do. We thank you for the lives that we were able to touch. And God, we pray that you would continue to allow us to sow seeds of love, oh God, into this area of Dumfries. Lord, I pray for our partners, Kenyatta Schamberger, Larry Brown, Carl Christopher, Lisa Law, those that sow into this ministry, whether it's through prayer or finances or resources, Lord. I thank you for those that serve with us, that pray for us. And I pray for Deanne Graham. And Renix Graham, well, I knew I had some names that I wasn't remembering. Members of Praise Center, God, I want to say thank you to those that invest and sow into this great ministry. Lord, I pray for the pastors in this area that you give us the boldness to unify, that your will might be done, that souls might be saved, and that we may take the city for your glory. Bless us this day, God, as we go about our day-to-day journey. Help us to take it day, one day at a time, that you might get the glory out of our lives, and that we may walk in boldness, that we may walk in authority, that we may walk in favor, Lord, because the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Order our footsteps today. Lead God and direct us in everything that we do, Lord, so that you might get the glory out of our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Let your will be done. And we'll be careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say thank God, amen, and amen.